Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A chilly and cloudy start. Here we go. 40 at FM Talk 106.5. Heading for a high in the 50s. Dr. Bill has more coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems with the 1065 split. Cottage Hill, Schillinger Road, Old Shell, Moffitt, Dolphin, and 65. We've got a great ride in. So far, just watch for the school zones again. Back it down to 20 miles an hour. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978. At 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile, get all your throws and party favors from Toomey's, including the newest line of beads and toys. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the lower 60s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Inauguration Day yesterday in Montgomery. We'll get some clips from some of the OTIs, the other than Ivy's, and their speeches. Also, we'll talk about Governor Ivy's speech yesterday as well. Time for more headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. And you know, a little bit later in the morning, we'll talk about not just the government shutdown, but the bonus that those who work for the TSA will be receiving. It's a one-time bonus, but I tell you, you're thankful when dealing with what they're dealing with. So I'll tell you more about that. But let's get you to your headlines this morning on, it's Tuesday, 7:07. Good morning. A hunting accident turns deadly after an 11-year-old child dies in Dallas County on Sunday. The child is from Tuscaloosa. The shooting happened at a shooting house in Orville. Coroner says that the child, his sister, and family friends were all hunting on land in which the family leases for hunting. The group split up. The child was able to get into a ground-level shooting house all alone about 2 p.m. As it began to get dark, the older sister went looking for her brother. She unfortunately found him unresponsive inside of that shooting house. Investigators believe that the child died from a single gunshot wound to the head. They say, quote, his rifle was in there with him. He was not a novice. He'd hunted before. The coroner believes the shooting was accidental. This death remains under investigation by the Dallas County Sheriff's Office and the Alabama Department of Fish and Wildlife. The child's body has been taken to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences in Montgomery for an autopsy. We now know the identity of the second person involved in a deadly wrong-way crash. Mobile police confirmed that 27-year-old Sean Wright of Daphne, he was the other driver involved in that deadly crash. They're releasing this information because next of kin has now been notified. The crash happened last week in the early morning hours of January 7th. We reported on it right here on FM Talk 106.5. The crash happened on eastbound I-10. When officers arrived, they discovered a vehicle had been traveling the wrong way, going westbound in the eastbound lanes. Once the two vehicles collided head-on, they both caught fire. Both drivers died at the scene. The other driver, who we've already identified, was 24-year-old Katrell Jones. She was from Molino, Florida. The investigation into the situation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 709 FM Talk 106.5. And had a question on the text line. It's worth, I think, bringing up here on the radio show as well. Have flags at half staff today. And that is here in the state of Alabama as Governor Ivey orders flags float at half-staff following the shooting death of Birmingham Police Sergeant Watasha Carter. We'll talk more about this, but if you see those flags at half-staff in the state, that is on order of the governor of that of the death of a police officer there in Birmingham, and also the partner there injured in that as well. And our prayers are with those families this morning.
That's the sixth shooting of one of our officers just this year.
Yep. It's, I mean, one is too much. Six is a weight that is, I mean, think about all the, we focus on the actual officers that are killed, but think about, like you've often said, their families, their friends, their loved ones.
And a daughter of one of the officers, they're starting a GoFundMe to help out because they said, you know, this is my friend's father that was killed.
How many people impacted? I mean, how many people impacted? And we talk about these numbers. Unbelievable. It was just last week. It was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Mm. Make it every day. Go just tell them thanks. Tell them thank you. Thank you. Just stop an officer for no reason and say thank you. That's a good thing. All right. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The government shutdown is putting the brakes on a local brewery's plans to introduce a new beer. The federal government checks every beer label in the country. One of Serta Brewing's newest brews wasn't checked before the shutdown started, so it can't be sold for now.
We're not going to be fulfilling some of our promises to have this beer in the market by now.
Happening tonight, a vigil will be held in Theodore for two missing fishermen. Floyd Nelson and David Stegman set out for a fishing trip 1 week ago but never returned. The fisherman's boat was recovered Thursday. That vigil begins at 6 at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road. An alleged drunk driver accused of killing two people, including a teenager in Northwest Florida, is back in jail this morning after having his bond revoked. According to authorities, 24-year-old Hunter Black was driving drunk when he hit 15-year-old Sean Banks and 22-year-old Antoinette McCoy head on. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
7:13 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Kyler Murray announced via Twitter on Monday that he will enter the 2019 NFL Draft, which still gives him the option to play NFL football or change his mind, play professional baseball in the Oakland Athletics organization. He's not exactly between a rock and a hard place there. Murray made the announcement a day after he met with Athletics President Billy Beane and others as they hope to keep the former Oklahoma quarterback with the A's. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted that Murray can still play baseball, but is, quote, determined to play football. The 21-year-old won this year's Heisman Trophy after racking up 4,361 passing yards and 42 passing touchdowns while rushing for 1,001 yards and 12 more scores. The A's selected Murray with the number 9 overall pick in the 2018 MLB Draft, and the two agreed to a deal that paid him a $4.66 million signing bonus. Part of the deal included the A's giving Murray their blessing to play one season as Oklahoma's starting quarterback. Given the success that he had enjoyed at Oklahoma in 2018, Murray could be in line to be a first-round pick and possibly the first quarterback taken in the NFL draft. Today, the University of South Alabama is expected to make an announcement regarding the planned on-campus stadium. Yesterday, the school's official Twitter account said that USA's Facebook page will be live-streaming a special announcement about Jaguar football and the university's on-campus football stadium today at 10 a.m. AL.com's Craig Stevenson tweeted that the school's Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting in the football fieldhouse this morning, and that the only item on the agenda is a roll call vote to approve the on-campus stadium.
The college basketball AP Top 25 poll was released yesterday. Numbers 1 through 10 remain the same this week, with Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, and Virginia all sitting at numbers 1 through 4 in the rankings. Kentucky moved up from number 18 to number 12. After losing to Ole Miss and beating Georgia, Auburn dropped two spots to number 14. Ole Miss already has one more win than they did last season, and they're undefeated in SEC play, so they jumped all the way to number 18 after being unranked. And wrapping up the SEC, Mississippi State took a big step back from number 14 to number 24. Although the top 10 in the poll were unchanged this week, it won't be that way for long. Last night, Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orange upset the top-ranked Duke Blue Devils in overtime, 95-91. Here's Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski after the loss.
We put ourselves in a position to win, and we weren't able to do it.
It was Duke's first home loss as the number one team since 2006. In the NBA, news came in yesterday that a thumb injury would sideline Houston Rockets center Clint Capella for 4 to 6 weeks and leave Houston without three of their starters. MVP candidate James Harden responded by scoring a season-high 57 points last night, carrying the Rockets to a 112-94 home win over the Memphis Grizzlies.
He's had 31. There's a steal by Harden. And he's going to have 34.
Harden had 39 points by the half, and it was Harden's 17th straight game scoring 30 or more points. In other games, Anthony Davis scored 46 with 16 rebounds, and the New Orleans Pelicans beat the LA Clippers 121-117, and Brooklyn beat Boston 109-102, handing the Celtics their third straight loss. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, 716 FM Talk 106.5. We mentioned last hour Boeheim and the pants thing.
Yep.
We'll suggest he could have had a soft drink or a bottle of water that was sweating there, you know, sitting between his legs.
Maybe.
It was on the front of his pants, not
very
the back
front
of his pants.
Nope. Right where the inseam would be measured.
Right.
That's where the spot was.
And so that's the obsession of the web right now. Did he have a...
Are they not mothers of sons? I mean...
I don't know. I mean, you could... let me just say this, and I don't know what happened there, but... we've had the incident here with the sink, right? Mm-hmm. The sink in the men's restroom here, they are constantly, not constantly, but they seemingly have adjusted the pressure a couple different times.
Yes.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
And it used to be that water barely came out of the faucet there.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, they hooked it up to the main line,
uh-huh.
and it comes out
like a
fire hose. So every time that happens, they switch it back to that. I seemingly have to stand in the men's room because I got to wash my hands, and the water goes spraying all over the front of me, and I'm like, if I walk out into the lobby here, I'm going to look like so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
he could have just told them, at least I wash my hands. At least you know I wash my hands.
No answer from him, which leads to a lot of speculation online.
717 FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll talk a bit about yesterday and the inauguration ceremonies in Montgomery. You heard from the OTIs, the Other Than Ivies. We'll get some of those clips. Cash Money Merrill will be first up.
Nice.
Secretary of State, who's now, I'm going to call him Cash Money. We'll explain why coming up.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you gave money or property to someone as a gift this year, you might owe a federal gift tax. Many gifts are not subject to the gift tax. Some examples are gifts made to a spouse or a charity. The value does not exceed the annual exclusion of $15,000. Tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an institution for someone, or gifts to a political organization. You and your spouse can gift up to $30,000 to a third party without making it taxable. One half of the gift can be made by you and one half made by your spouse, though you must file a gift tax return to show that you and your spouse agreed to use gift splitting even when the value is less than the annual exclusion. You do not have to file a gift tax return on gifts made to political organizations or when paying someone's tuition or medical expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the lower 60s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new cSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cSpire.com/business. cSpire. Customer inspired.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery, Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, and State Troopers are cleared. It's pretty quiet so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way towards Malbus. You've got light traffic on 31 and I-10. And so far, Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt at 65. You won't find any delay. Veteran owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, just a quarter mile west of Snow Road, has lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. Saturdays between 9 and 2. See them at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So you made that New Year's resolution to get things cleaned up, get the junk gone. It's time to put a deadline on it. Get on the phone, get online, make an appointment with my buddy Trey and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, residential properties, commercial properties. You got junk, they're the people you need to get rid of the junk. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, national company but local, and a great guy. Trey does fantastic work. They are quick, they are efficient, and the nice thing is they're going to set an appointment time, not like a spectrum of time. They'll give you a day, they'll give you a specific time, and if you're trying to get cleaned up and get on the right foot for 2019, getting organized around the house, deadlines are a great thing. You set that appointment time, you know you got to get the junk identified, they show up, get rid of the junk, and you're on your way to a more organized 2019. Give them a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, yesterday in Montgomery, it was Inauguration Day. A lot of speeches given there. The governor gave about a 30-minute speech. I thought was one of her best. And I would point out there were some others that were speaking as well. Secretary of State John Merrill taking the oath of office again and had this to say.
In the area of business services, we've reduced our workforce, our team members, from 49 employees to 39 employees, 25%. We've reduced the wait time for business filings from 7 to 9 months behind to same day for 134 consecutive weeks. And we've saved you $2,619,021.21 cash money as of last Friday.
There he is, cash money. And that's why we're going to call him Cash Money Barrel from now on out. I'll get some more of those speeches from members of government coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Well, is it because you didn't want to call him Money Honey?
Just cash money. So we save you cash money. I love it.
That's very cute. And it's good news for the state of Alabama.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, it's day 25 of the partial government shutdown, and it may be impacting President Trump's approval rating. So on Monday, we shared with you the approval rating of our Alabama senators, courtesy of the Morning Consult, and their poll numbers. We talked about Senator Doug Jones and Senator Richard Shelby. Today, it's Rasmussen, letting those numbers flow, if you will, as President Trump's approval rating among likely voters is now at 43%. That's the lowest mark in the poll since January of 2018, when 42% said that, yes, they approved of the job the president was doing. Now, the most recent poll shows 55% of respondents disapprove of the job the president was doing, including 46% who strongly disapprove. Now, 43% approve of the job the president's doing, 32% of whom strongly approve. Now, the poll comes as the partial government shutdown drags on. All of this back and forth is happening over the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump is asking Congress for $5.5 billion to build the wall. It's something Democrats say they will not approve. As many as 800,000 federal employees are not being paid during this government shutdown, and that includes 380,000 people on furlough and another 420,000 who are not being paid for the job that they are doing. And that leads me to this next headline. A Transportation Security Administration officers are considered essential, and it's why they're still on the job, but they're not getting paid during this partial government shutdown. Well, hopefully they're on Twitter, because the TSA administrator tweeted that workers are receiving a bonus and a day's pay. The compensation includes a one-time $500 bonus. Both of the payments are expected to arrive in their accounts in the next few days. About 800,000 federal employees, as I just mentioned, have been furloughed or working without pay since the government went into partial shutdown status as of December 22nd, 12:01 a.m. The funding is permitted through the unique authorities provided that which is provided to the TSA through law, and the money is coming right on time. CBS News is reporting when it comes to the sick calls, they're up 70% from this day last year. TSA has some 43,000 security officers, and they screen more than 2 million passengers daily and more than 750 million people a year. So again, you're getting that bonus and a day's pay right on time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And prepare yourselves, too, coming up at about 8:06 when we start our conversation with Quinn Hillier. One of the stories Quinn has up online right now, this at the Washington Examiner headline, "It's absurd to pay federal workers for jobs not being done." He's going to talk about this idea of back pay for federal workers that have been furloughed or those that are, compared to those that are working without pay. There's two different groups out there, right? Mm-hmm. There's those that, like Kelly was just mentioning, that are going to work getting no paycheck. That's one thing. Quinn's contention is those that are furloughed, in other words, they're not coming to work, shouldn't be paid. He'll defend his piece here coming up at about 8:05. We'd love to hear from you as well at 343-0106. That's our text line, also the phone line.
That's what they call earning your keep back in the day.
Well, that's what he says. He said, we got this idea that in the past, they've all, even furloughed workers, have gotten all their back pay. His suggestion is that they shouldn't. So I'd love to hear from you on that on the text line. And after Quinn talks to us at 8 o'clock, phone number, text line, 343-0106. All right. I saw this and thought this was interesting. There's there's a local company here that will take your ashes. If you want to be turned into ashes when you die, they'll put them in shotgun shells. I think it's pretty cool, and buddies can fire them. They'll mix you in with the shot or whatever, and they can you can be part of the shotgun shells. They'll put the ashes in the in with the number fours or number fives or the eights or the nines, depends on what they like to go shoot.
Kind of Hunter S. Thompson like
right.
With the cannon.
That's right. You get to be shot out. Now this company is for the music fans out there. Kind of interesting as well. It says, have you ever thought about what you want to have happen to your body when you die? Here's an idea. When you die, let's say, in the year 2089, why not get your ashes turned into a hipster trend from the 2010s? According to a new survey, 1 out of 4 people under 25 say they'd love for their ashes to get pressed into a vinyl record when they die. about half the others.
Morbid.
Well, yeah, you're dead.
I know.
But they
who's
said...
Who's going to play that record?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you could hear the ashes in the record or not. You wouldn't be for that?
No.
Says,
let me
another
rest.
Half of, you'd be constantly spinning around, right?
Right. Let a sister rest.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis, just don't put it in a Folgers can. Because okay, someone might mistake that for coffee.
For coffee.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Maybe they'll be making coffee like that, too. Another half they ask here would want their ashes made into a diamond, I guess, pressed, that carbon pressed so much.
That's pretty cool.
A diamond. But, yeah, the company turning ashes into records, their slogan is, "Alive from Beyond the Groove." That's their idea. So there you go. Check it out. That is what's trending out there right now. All right. Coming right back, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Officials will break ground on a new school in Baldwin County this morning. Bell Forest Elementary School will bring some relief to Daphne's rapidly growing student population. Then this afternoon, officials will break ground on an addition for Fairhope Intermediate School. The city of Mobile is expected to approve $4 million in incentives for Airbus today. The Mobile County Commission did the same on Monday. The $8 million will be used to help build the aircraft manufacturer's newest assembly line in the port city. As part of the deal, Airbus must hire 432 new employees. Authorities are investigating the death of a woman in Northwest Florida. The body of 44-year-old Vonda Brown was discovered around 2 o'clock Monday morning inside her boyfriend's apartment in Fort Walton Beach. 59-year-old Khalil Rashad was taken into custody, charged with possession of a firearm by a felon. Brown's ex-husband also lives at the complex.
Even though me and her were divorced, we know we still were best friends.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Cataloni.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Trump's attorney general nominee will face questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee today. William Barr begins his confirmation hearings. Jessica Schneider says questions will center on the Russia investigation.
Now, we've already gotten a sneak preview of what William Barr will stress, and he'll promise two major things. First, that he'll let the Mueller probe move forward and not interfere. And second, that he'll be transparent and allow the public and Congress to see what Mueller uncovers.
Day 25 of the partial government shutdown, President Trump has edged away from the idea of going around Congress to build a wall, but said yesterday that he would never back down from pursuing it. Broadway legend Carol Channing has died.
Dolly will never go away.
Best known for her role as Dolly in Hello, Dolly, the Tony-winning actress was 97 years old.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Tokyo District Court today turned down a request by Nissan's former chairman Carlos Ghosn for release on bail, prolonging his detention by weeks and possibly months. The 64-year-old, who was arrested on November 19th, has been charged with falsifying financial reports and underreporting his compensation. Volkswagen and Ford are expected to unveil an alliance that combines forces on commercial vehicles and is likely to expand into joint development of electric and self-driving technology. The companies in recent months have discussed cooperating and vans and other commercial vehicles. Ivanka Trump will help lead the process of selecting the next World Bank president, which is shaping up as a test of the Trump administration's international clout. The World Bank president has always been an American, but this outcome isn't guaranteed. Any American candidate will have to win approval from the World Bank's Board of Executive Directors, which formally runs the selection process. And Wall Street futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Cold and cloudy this morning, a lot like yesterday.
Yeah, the clouds yesterday really kept that temperature down. Instead of getting to the 50s, we stayed in the 40s and never got the sunshine. And today, hopefully, we will see some sunshine this afternoon. The clouds continue to cover the area. In fact, we're not alone. Most of Alabama, Mississippi, Northwest Florida all cover with these low clouds. Today, I expect temperatures eventually to get into the low 50s, so that's way below normal. Tonight, we will cool into the 30s, around 35 degrees tomorrow morning. And then for tomorrow, looks like we'll warm up a little bit, about 62 with sunshine tomorrow. So it looks like a really nice day. The rest of the week, though, for Thursday and Friday, the wind will be out of the south. That means an increase in moisture, and there's a slight chance of a shower on Thursday with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then Friday, a little better chance for some shower activity, and we'll see temperatures getting up near 70 degrees. On Saturday, very good chance for showers into Saturday evening, and the high will be around 70 degrees, and at that time, a cold front will be approaching. And this will be a strong cold front. We'll call it an Arctic front. The coldest weather of the season will be moving in. And on Saturday, after a high of 70, we'll start cooling down rapidly Saturday night. And then Sunday, mostly sunny and windy, with a high near 50 degrees, and there's a good chance it could stay in the 40s. Sunday night, the temperature will drop down into the 20s, mid and upper 20s for Sunday night into Monday morning. And then on Monday, a sunny day, but only in the mid to upper 40s, and back into the 20s Monday night. So we have some freezing temperatures, and this is a pretty good freeze with the readings in the 20s for Sunday night and Monday night.
Yeah, this is will be the first real freeze for the metro, right? You said maybe 31 already. That's our lowest yet?
Yeah, the lowest so far at the airport, 31. Of course, areas to the north of us did get into the 20s. But in this case, it's going to be quite cold. And upstate in Alabama, they will be down into the mid and upper teens. And so a big cold wave, and it's working its way out of Canada right now.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they want to see high temperatures, low temperatures, dry years, wet years, all that kind of information is in the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And, of course, they're free. And if you're over on the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply, Billy Blankford Allstate in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and also at Robertsdale Power Equipment, here in Mobile, West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and you'll find copies also at Robert Moore Christmastown. Remember, the almanac is free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll catch headlines with Kelly Finley. Also, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Quinn Hillier says, federal workers are on furlough. When the shutdown ends, don't need to be paid. Get into that as well. Coming right back.
Good morning for the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center. It's been a perfect start to the day. Accident-free conditions continue north and southbound 65, running smooth from Saraland to the 1065 split. If you're traveling across the Bayway, do have some gusty winds, so hang on to the wheel. But from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're accident-free. The Serpents of the Invalid, 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile, has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items like the skulls, two-headed turtles, and snakes in a jar. See them at SerpentsOfTheInval.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to RamTrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
740, FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Online opinion poll question from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. When are they going to get this thing reopened? Day 25 of the partial government shutdown. We'd love to hear from you. The votes are coming in, and we're tallying them daily over at fmtalk1065.com. Right-hand column, front page, you'll see the online opinion poll question, and we'd love to get your vote today. Hit it. All right, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
And also throw in there that you can only vote one time.
That is correct.
Per computer.
That's right. Yes, if you're trying to scam the system.
Don't. But maybe you're just really invested in this poll.
It's called scamming the system, yes.
Well, I don't use that
word. This is a unscientific poll. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, this is not Morning Consult or Rasmussen.
This is just us.
Yes, very true. Thank you very much, Sean. Hopefully the poll will come down soon because we'll be done with this.
Yes, that's
staying prayerful.
Yes,
all right. There's about 5,500 federal employees that are impacted in the state of Alabama. But, of course, as we've been talking about during the break, those numbers are, you know, you experience this differently based on, let's say, if you're having to travel or not. Because mm-hmm. we've talked about the TSA situation of a loaded weapon being allowed on board in Atlanta.
Yeah, went through Atlanta's Hartsfield on January 3rd, uh-huh. made it the whole way to Narita Airport there in Tokyo. Uh-huh. And then the person said, hey, look what I brought.
Yeah, right.
Good time.
Self-reported. Okay, mm-hmm. back to these headlines. The bench trial now underway for the man accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend a few years ago because of the, quote, God in him. Investigators say Kelwana Bruno, she was 3 months pregnant when she was shot 5 times in 2015. Nicholas Jones, he is charged with 2 counts of capital murder in Bruno's death. Police say during his interview, Jones told them that, quote, the God in him made him do it. And voices guided him to take his pregnant girlfriend's life. 2 years ago, his attorneys entered a not guilty plea by reason of mental disease or defect. If found guilty, Jones faces either life in prison or the death penalty. A simple traffic stop in Gulf Shores lands a Louisiana couple behind bars after 48 grams of methamphetamines were discovered on Saturday. 34-year-old Christina Elizabeth Stevens and 38-year-old Robert Bradley Sykes were both booked into the Baldwin County Jail. They've both been charged with drug trafficking, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance. The arrests were thanks to a tip after an alert person reported seeing a suspicious vehicle at the Clark's convenience store at Country Road 4 and U.S. Highway 59. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Nothing hurts my mom that she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself, too. We're in this together.
The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The government shutdown is putting the brakes on a local brewery's plans to introduce a new beer. The federal government checks every beer label in the country. One of Serta Brewing's newest brews wasn't checked before the shutdown started, so it can't be sold for now.
We're not going to be fulfilling some of our promises to have this beer in the market by now.
Happening tonight, a vigil will be held in Theodore for two missing fishermen. Floyd Nelson and David Stegman set out for a fishing trip 1 week ago, but never returned. The fisherman's boat was recovered Thursday. That vigil begins at 6 at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road. An alleged drunk driver accused of killing two people, including a teenager in Northwest Florida, is back in jail this morning after having his bond revoked. According to authorities, 24-year-old Hunter Black was driving drunk when he hit 15-year-old Sean Banks and 22-year-old Antoinette McCoy head-on. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Kyler Murray announced via Twitter on Monday that he will enter the 2019 NFL Draft, which still gives him the option to play NFL football or change his mind and play professional baseball in the Oakland Athletics organization. Murray made the announcement one day after he met with Athletics President Billy Beane and others as they hope to keep the former Oklahoma quarterback with the A's. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted that Murray can still play baseball but is, quote, determined to play football. The 21-year-old won this year's Heisman Trophy after racking up 4,361 passing yards and 42 passing touchdowns while rushing for 1,001 yards and 12 more scores. The A's selected Murray with the number 9 overall pick in the 2018 MLB draft, and the two agreed to a deal that paid him a $4.66 million signing bonus. Part of that deal included the A's giving Murray their blessing to play one season as Oklahoma's starting quarterback. I'd say that season went well, and given his success last year, Murray could be in line to be a first-round pick and possibly the first quarterback taken in the NFL draft. Today, the University of South Alabama is expected to make an announcement regarding the planned on-campus stadium. Yesterday, the school's official Twitter account tweeted that USA's Facebook page will be live streaming a special announcement about Jaguar football and the university's on-campus stadium today at 10 a.m. AL.com's Craig Stevenson tweeted that the school's Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting in the football fieldhouse this morning and that the only item on the agenda is a roll call vote to, quote, approve the on-campus stadium. The college basketball AP Top 25 poll was released yesterday. Numbers 1 through 10 remained the same this week, with Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, and Virginia all sitting at numbers 1 through 4 in the rankings. Kentucky moved up from number 18 to number 12. After losing to Ole Miss and beating Georgia, Auburn dropped two spots from number 12 to number 14. Ole Miss already has one more win than they did the entire last season and are undefeated in SEC play, so they jumped all the way to number 18 after being unranked. And wrapping up the SEC, Mississippi State took a huge step back from number 14 to number 24. And although the top 10 in the poll were unchanged this week, it won't be that way for long. Last night, Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orange upset the top-ranked Duke Blue Devils in overtime, 95-91. Here's Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski following the loss.
We put ourselves in a position to win, and we weren't able to do it.
It was Duke's first home loss as the number one ranked team since 2006. And the NBA news came in yesterday that a thumb injury would sideline Houston Rockets center Clint Capella for 4 to 6 weeks and leave Houston without three starters. MVP candidate James Harden responded by scoring a season-high 57 points last night, carrying the Rockets to a 112-94 home win over the Memphis Grizzlies.
He's had 31. There's a steal by Harden, and he's going to have 34.
Harden had 39 points by halftime. It was his 17th straight game scoring 30 or more points. In other games, Anthony Davis scored 46 with 16 rebounds, and the New Orleans Pelicans beat the LA Clippers 121-117, and Brooklyn beat Boston 109-102, handing the Celtics their third straight loss. 7:49, I'm Dalton Orwig. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road. We'll be right back.
Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the lower 60s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, high-end fishing boats. We talk with Regulator Marine and Blue Water Yacht Sales. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Joan and Owen Maxwell began Regulator Marine 30 years ago in Edenton, North Carolina. Their commitment to quality, from the boats they build to the way they run their company and treat their customer, is the industry benchmark. Forrest Long is in Mobile and sells Regulator boats. I get all of them on the phone to talk boats, boat buyers, accessorizing your boat, and whether this industry is as sexy as it appears. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at a special time of 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast from cammarston.com.
StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. In Baldwin County, 181 to 90. You'll see heavier traffic there. Also downtown is your traffic through the Bankhead Tunnel. Spring Hill Airport, Dolphin and Government in 65. Also delays, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road. They offer the Lloyd made by Cavalier. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with lots of upgrades, including a theater room and huge walk-in closets with built-in shelves. You can get pre-qualified at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:53 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. On the text line, Sarah says, you know the story about having your ashes put into that piece of vinyl?
Mm-hmm.
She said, do you get to pick your record? If so, I would totally pick the Police's I'll Be Watching You.
That's good.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Every breath you take.
Yeah, there it is, as the record spins around us here, coming from beyond the groove.
She's got the line of the morning thus far.
That's for sure. Winning quote of the day. 7:53, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. Seeing this headline that Mobile Fire Rescue is responding to a school bus accident on Moffett Road at Larkwood Drive, very close to Forest Hill Elementary. Elementary. We'll keep you posted on developments with that situation. Let's head to Mississippi for this headline. Two co-workers working for the city of Moss Point, where they were doing more than their job, they are accused of helping themselves to cash payments from customers who were paying their water fines. You don't say. The now two former city employees were indicted Friday, arrested on a single count of embezzlement. State auditor says that 38-year-old Lakeisha Benton and 40-year-old Kenya Bowens had quite the plan. The two would collect cash payments from people paying water bill fines, and then they'd void the receipts. They'd meet up a little bit later and split the money. But they're not really...
quite a caper.
A supervisor noticed the high number of voided transactions and, of course, alerted the appropriate people. So the indictment alleges the embezzlement took place during portions of 2015 and 2016. Bowen stole $11,840. Benton stole $1,913.
Seesaws tipped one way.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't I say they split the money?
It's a split of sorts, yes.
White, who is the auditor, has issued letters demanding that Bowens pay $26,350 and Benton pay $4,219. Why the difference of fees? Well, that would cover losses plus interest and investigation costs. If either woman does not pay within 30 days, a civil lawsuit will be filed. Both women were covered by $50,000 surety bonds, which means the insurer could pay back the lost money. Each woman faces up to 20 years in prison and of up to $5,000 in fines if convicted. So don't pay cash for your bills. And then we head over to New Orleans. Yes, it's New Orleans, but this is a situation. I love keeping parents in the know on the latest and greatest when it comes to these games that some of these children are playing. So tears turn to cheers as New Orleans police say a 10-year-old boy, he was not kidnapped on Sunday. He was playing a prank on his family.
Oh, a prank.
A prank.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened. The child's mother, she called police when she couldn't find her son. She did what moms do. She called his cell phone. When she didn't get an answer, she checked her text messages. That's when she received a text that said that this child had been kidnapped. The text came from this child's phone, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, police later found him at a local Walmart. Officers say that he claimed that he was playing a game which calls for children to go missing or hide from their families. He better start running now.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we get to the ER where they're going to have to surgically remove my foot from...
Amen. I mean, in this day and age, and you think about the child who's just been found, a 13-year-old who's been thankfully, you know, safe. And this child thought it was funny? A prank? Your pranking days are over. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm talking about foot in.
I know.
7:57 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, Quinn Hillier joins us. A couple things he wants to talk about. One of them, a story. I've got a lot of text about this, and we'll get into those. His story over at the Washington Examiner, his opinion piece, says it's absurd to pay federal workers for jobs not being done. He's saying furloughed workers shouldn't get back pay because they didn't work. We'll talk about that with him when we come back at 343-0106, 343-0106. And Fred on the text line says about that, the vinyl being pressed in with the ashes.
Yes.
I had my grandmother pressed into vinyl, but scratched the record. Oh, the needle and the damage done. I'm in awe of you, Fred. Good stuff, man. Coming right back.